Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, this is Peter here with Gamertag Radio, and I'm here with Steve from Fulbright Studios. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, so I just had an experience, we'll call, playing your game Tacoma. To try to give a better understanding to our listeners, tell us what it's all about.
Well, Tacoma is a story game about exploring a space station after it's been evacuated by its crew. So you've been sent there by the company that runs the station to retrieve the AI and return it to them. And as you explore, you're finding evidence around the station. You're finding these 3D recordings of what happened to the crew before they were evacuated that tells you more about what you were really called here for, what the company's involvement really was, and basically the mystery of why this place is abandoned now.
Okay, so I noticed, one of the first things I noticed when you start the game is you log in, Amy was the name of the character, and I loved how you've got a little bit of diversity thrown in there, because every game it's always the guy that's coming to save the world. Sure. What was the thought behind having a female hero in this play?
Before this game, we made Gone Home, which was a story exploration game, similarly about a female protagonist. My story partner Carla and I, we work on kind of the premise of the game and the story and writing of the game together. I think that we're both, I don't know, there's some things that you do for a specific concrete reason as a storyteller, like, you know, okay, this plot point needs to be more clear, you know, we need to get this part of the characterization across. And some things I think you just kind of go by your gut, and you're like, I think we feel like telling this more from, you know, Sam Greenbrier, the teenage girl's perspective. Or, you know, it's interesting that in Tacoma, you're basically playing this engineering contractor. You're this kind of space technician. And in Tacoma, you know, we have a fiction where space, you know, like near Earth orbit is much more populous. There's a lot more just kind of like day-to-day business going on in space. And, you know, one of our influences for that was, you know, the original Alien, where you see this crew of people that are running this, you know, complex space freighter, but they kind of come from all different walks of life, and they don't all seem like they're the classic, like, best of the best astronaut. And so for us, we wanted to really, like you were saying, have that diversity in our crew of both, like, you know, the demographics they represent, but also what their backgrounds are, where they come from, and kind of express all these different kinds of people's varied experience in this, like, very kind of high tech, you know, almost like, you know, like none of us have lived this reality before. And seeing how people from all these different perspectives react to the situation that they're in is really interesting to us versus kind of like what you're saying, kind of the default of like, well, here's the kind of person that you have as the main character in a video game go. You know, it's like, it's always, we think about what else it could be.
Exactly. It's always, oh, let the guy come to the here, you know, come to the rescue, you know. One of the things I also noticed, and I don't know if maybe this is just the way the controls are or if it's actually the one of the focal points of the character, but when it said to enter the ID, the sign language.
Right. And so that is, so that's not because the character is deaf or anything like that. That's actually kind of like a technology fiction thing in our world. Thank you.
That's cool.
That was actually Paris. That's one of our co-hosts.
Okay, so. Rad. Okay. Well, as long as you got it on tape, yes. Someone did walk by and scream, "I'm awesome." So we're good. So the sign language is a part of the like fictional technology in our world. Basically, the whole station is run by augmented reality. So it's this digital information that's overlaid on your vision, you know, and like that you basically makes you hear things and see things. You can see like readouts in the world that aren't physically there. And so we have this idea of this technology that's pervasive throughout the environment, but it doesn't have any kind of physical incarnation, you know. And so that's kind of the classic like Minority Report thing or whatever, where it's like, oh, do you make like big hand motions and like touch digital interfaces? And what we realized is, you know, if you're gonna do text input without having a keyboard, but through this technology that's basically tracking your body position and motion, it would just make total sense to enter text by doing sign language. Because, you know, the way that we look at it is sign language for text entry in our fiction is like kids who grow up, you know, texting on a cell phone these days, where it's just like, there's no way you don't know how to like text super fast, you know, as a kid growing up now. And so in our world where AR basically drives everything, people just use sign language as part of their day-to-day interface. And there's other, you know, elements of that where we're trying to get across this feeling of like, if this was something that all the characters in this world were totally used to and was just part of their everyday experience, how do we express that to the player in a way that makes sense, even though they haven't, you know, been living with it in their lives, but that also feels like, oh yeah, maybe that is how that could work, and sort of feel that naturalness of like, oh yeah, I can see how they would use this every day. I could see how this could be like a way that people could really live. Because for our games, even if we're doing a sci-fi narrative, the believability of, you know, how these people kind of are experiencing this world that we're building is crucial, maybe even more so in, you know, a sci-fi kind of like imagined.
Speaking of technology, you guys are part of the ID at Xbox program, right?
Yep.
So tell me about Fulbright Studios.
Well, so we are an indie studio in Portland, Oregon. We are 8 people full-time now. And, you know, we're working on our second game, right? Like, our first game, the three of us that founded the studio, we rented a house together and we made Gone Home in our basement and we released it, you know, on PC, and then kind of we were very grateful that it took off and we kind of built from there. And so now, you know, having some visibility and having, you know, an audience that's interested in what we're doing next, it's enabled us to say like, okay, well, we're going to partner with ID at Xbox. We're going to bring this to more platforms at launch and hopefully, you know, pull more people in to what we're making from square one. And it's been really cool having a ton of support from Microsoft. You know, we've been involved with their E3 presentation and schedule for like the last couple of years. And just this year, we announced our launch date up on their stage presentation, and having them really support us has been super cool.
Yeah, I wanted to know how that experience was going from just you guys in the house, you know, and then now you know, you're part of, you know, one of the bigger games, you know, for the ID at Xbox program. How did that all come about?
It's been an interesting kind of back and forth, because the Carla and I and other people that are actually working at Fulbright now, you know, we worked at 2K together on the BioShock series. So we all worked on BioShock 2 together. And I worked on BioShock Infinite for a year as a designer. And so we all have this sort of background of familiarity with how, like, these kind of big productions go, and sort of that perspective on, like, oh, yeah, I, you know, like, big publishers do things this way. And bringing that to, you know, a smaller independent production can sometimes be really useful, you know, because you have a little bit more perspective on strategies people use to get a game done, or, you know, to promote it or whatever. And so kind of going from that to like the very smallest, like literally we're making this in our basement and just pushing out the doors ourselves, back into a space that has more visibility, it's really interesting, right? Because like at a big like publisher owned studio, there's a ton of stuff that happens that you don't even have to know about. You're just like, well, we make the game, and it's somebody else's job to get it out there and like get it through certification and all that kind of stuff. And then when you're making a very, very small game, you're sort of like, well, we made this, we upload it, hope people like it. And now we're back in that middle ground where we're hitting more platforms, we're kind of, you know, being able to reach a larger audience from the get-go, but also we're now discovering like, oh, and here's all that other stuff, yeah, that you have
stuff
to
we
do.
Never had to do.
And now we have to do it. So, you know, there's been interesting challenges, but we're really glad that, you know, we're able to make something that I think, I hope, that a lot of people are going to be able to actually like have access to and kind of experience when it's released in just a couple of months.
Right. So launch title? Is it launching with Xbox One X, or is it launching independently of itself but within the Xbox family?
It's launching on Xbox One and PC on August 2nd. So it's going to be out before the Xbox One X is available. And then we'll be working on seeing what we can do with our Xbox One X dev kit to enable, you know, either better performance or sharper graphics on that hardware. But we got to get the Xbox One version done first, and then we're going to go from there.
Right, yeah, kind of like the chicken before the egg concept. Yeah, yeah. What's
Here's hoping that we have the Xbox One version out there and solid, and then the Xbox One X kind of upgrade just allows us to make it that much better of an experience.
Okay, so when it does launch, what's the price going to be hidden?
$19.99 USD.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. So
it's available for pre-order now. If you want to jump on your Xbox or on Steam or GOG.com, it's up there right now.
Awesome. And so if people wanted more information on Tacoma or Fulbright, where do they go?
You can go to tacoma.game. That's the homepage. We've got links to all the storefronts that we're on, our launch trailer, and you can subscribe to our newsletter for updates if you want our updates to come to you. Right.
Awesome. Steve, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, as well as giving me an opportunity to check out your game.
Well, thank you for taking the time to play it. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
This episode of Gamertag Radio is brought to you by Western Digital. For a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners can get 20% off WD SSDs with the coupon code WDGTR. Find out more at WD.com/GTR. With Western Digital, you're now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you get the superior performance of a WD solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speeds so you can boot your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with a reliable Western Digital hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more all in a single place.
Yeah, they sent you a couple samples, right, of this. So how's it been your experience so far?
They sent me a Western Digital Blue, I want to say it was a 500 gig solid state drive and a 4 terabyte hybrid solid state drive, or a hybrid solid state disk drive. So in my experience, I've always done a combination because you take advantage of the performance mm-hmm. of a solid state drive within your computer, and then you take advantage of the additional capacity that the solid state hybrid drives can give you, along with the with a larger cache package inside of the solid state hybrid drive. So it's something I've always taken advantage of, and I highly recommend that our listeners do so as well.
Take just, advantage. You know, mention the site.
Absolutely. WD.com or WDC.com/GTR, and just use the promo code WDGTR to get your 20% off.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.